89.3 The Current. You are listening to The Morning Show. It is Thursday, and around 8:30 on Thursday mornings, we welcome Marianne Combs from the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom to tell us what's going on for the weekend, for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
What do you have for this weekend?
I have some newsy, edgy art. So I've got a couple of selections here that are that are in the news or are sort of on the edge or a little bit of both.
Okay.
First off, you know that famous painting, Washington Crossing the Delaware?
Sean, you know it?
Yeah. It's a boat thing, and there's like a courageous element, and he's pointing.
Yes,
oh,
and they're
sure.
crossing.
Thank you for refreshing my memory. Okay.
Well, so there were evidently, originally, Emanuel Leutze, the German-American who painted this back in 1851. He painted three versions. The first version that he painted was ultimately destroyed in World War II. Then there were two other versions. One was like a 20-foot wide canvas, and then the other one was like a 5-foot wide canvas, but he painted them simultaneously.
Okay.
One of those is the centerpiece of the American collection at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. The other one hung for like 30 years on the White House walls, belonged to a private collection, but was on loan to the White House, and so it hung in the West Wing. Now, it belongs to the Winona, the Marine Museum of Art, and you can go down to Winona and see it on display as the centerpiece of their American collection. So the Minnesota Marine Art Museum has a couple of collectors who really want Winonans and tourists to experience high quality art when they come to town. So they have been buying really nice artwork and adding it and putting it on permanent loan, basically, to the museum, which is down on the waterfront on the Mississippi. And the theme is always has to have something to do with water. So they have Degas, Van Gogh.
Wow.
And now they have Washington Crossing the Delaware.
That's huge.
Amazing. So it's, you know, it's continuing to grow into being more of a destination for seeing amazing works of art right in downtown Winona. So that's now on display. If you want, you can make a road trip to Winona this spring or summer and check out the amazing paintings there.
Is it the 5-footer or the...
It's the 5-footer.
Okay.
The 20-footer continues to be on display at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, but this is the one that was up at the White House for, you know, 30 years or so.
Yeah.
So now we got it.
Oh, that's very cool. So road trip to Winona. Yeah. And there's a ton of stuff to do around Winona, by
the
way.
Oh, my gosh. So. And they have like a Shakespeare festival in the summer, and then they have a classical music festival. And they have a movie festival. So Winona's really doing a lot culturally to sort of boost tourism and lifestyle in the community, and it just seems to be paying off big time.
All right, great. All right, what else is going on this weekend?
All right, well, this is a bit of a trip back in time. Ron Athey is a performance artist, queer performance artist, who did a performance at Patrick's Cabaret back 21 years ago, like almost this week or so. And it sparked this whole outrage because A, it involved cutting himself, and B, he was HIV positive.
Okay.
And so some people who were not in the audience, you know, and there were people in the audience who were concerned, and then there were people who were not in the audience who found out about it and who got very concerned. That show and the tumult from it is credited as being part of the reasoning why the National Endowment of Arts ended up slashing, getting its budget slashed. And so a lot of art became much more conservative.
Sure.
And
yep.
they weren't funding these more out there performances. So to sort of mark the anniversary, Ron Athey is back in town at the Walker Art Center giving a talk. And then in addition to that, Patrick's Cabaret is hosting a Culture Wars cabaret featuring some of the most edgy queer performers in town. So it was sort of as a response to say, okay, where are we now?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But they all agree that there was a chilling effect and that in some ways we're still not as comfortable taking outright risks and or funding really risky performance art. So you can check out the conversation at the Walker Art Center, or if you want to check out some really edgy work, you can go to Patrick's Cabaret, or you can do both.
More of what Marianne has been talking about, you can read a little further on these events if you want a road trip down to Winona. Again, if you're interested in that, you know, that history of like edgy performance art.
Exactly. The Ron Athey talk at the Walker, that's going on. Or you can check out the Culture Wars Cabaret at Patrick's Cabaret.
All right. This will all be listed over at thecurrent.org. Marianne, thanks for stopping in.
Always a pleasure.
There she is, walking away. We'll see you next week.
Bye.